I have an interesting story about Avatar Meher Baba that happened to me years ago when I was in my initiate training in mystery school of a miracle that he performed on my behalf. This would have been in 1994, and as I said, Meher Baba left his form in 69.
Yeah,
Or was he 69? Maybe he was 69. But anyway, it was many years ago. And at this particular point in my training, this would have been, I started in early 92, 93, almost 3 years, just 2 years into my training. And I was in a really deep, deep, dark night of the soul, and I was experiencing tremendous hopelessness and despair. And like many of you that have had these experiences, there was the fullness of gratitude, which I always had sitting in the presence of these beautiful masters. I never stepped out of that constant conscious experience, the awareness and the feeling of my gratitude, even when I had moments of feeling anger, even when I was willful and disobedient. The gratitude was always at the forefront of my consciousness, even if I was bucking and defying what they were saying to me in my face. And yet, going into this dark night of the soul, I found that in spite of all the countless hours of revelation and prophecy and guidance of omniscient wisdom and upliftment, I still spun out into this feeling of, you know, I just, how is this going to happen? How am I going to do this? This is so impossible. And I went to the beach. At this point in my training, we were doing sunrise meditations. The masters would always give us these certain projects, the same way different masters would come to us for a window of time in mystery school. And we were doing sunrise meditations, those that were obedient to follow. I was one of the few. And I went to the beach. I was living near the beach at that time. I went out on this beach. It was about 5:30 in the morning. Nobody was there. And I remember getting out of my car. I parked right by the sand. And I walked. And since I was downtrodden, my head was down facing the soil, the sand. And I remember vividly every step I took. I walked maybe 50 yards to where I sat, looking at the sand. As I said, there were no people around, and there was nothing on the beach. It was clean, there was no debris, just sand. And I walked out, and I sat down, and I looked out to sea, and I sat in a lotus position, and I went into my meditation, and did all my meditation techniques and prayers, and as I sat in the silence, communing with the divine and all the wonderful masters, I just broke down and wept and wept and wept and said, I give up. I just give up. I don't know what to do. And this is so difficult, this course. And I said, I called out to masters, all of them, and some by name, and to God itself by name, and said, I know I have no right to ask this. And I certainly don't expect you to respond, because I've been given so much. I've been shown so much and blessed by so much. I said, but I humbly ask, if it were just possible, please forgive me for even asking, but would you give me a sign, something that's so tangible, that's so real, that I could not argue it away, even though I already had literally thousands in 2 years, literally in the thousands. It was daily. And I've already got the masters physically materializing in my body and performing miracles in, with me, as me. But I still asked anyway. And I tell people all the time, ask for sign. If your request is pure and humble, it will be answered. Just be detached as to how it is answered and when. But the prayer is always answered when it's sincere. And I was as sincere could be in that moment. And I sat there and wept, and I said, and if you don't answer it, God, I don't mind, because I already know the answer. I already know who I am and why I'm here and that all this is in perfection. But I was just asking for that feeling of feeling your arm around my shoulder, saying, I know you know, but here, let me toss you a bone. So I stayed there for an hour and cried the whole time. And then when I got up, I turned and I walked the exact same course to my car. I was only 20, 30 steps. And still there was nobody there at 6:30 in the morning. And as I turned to walk back toward my car, in the middle of the beach, in the middle of the sand, I took about 10 steps from where I rose, and there's a book in the sand. The cover's torn off. And I looked down, and I felt this vibration in my body, and I felt this divine energy washing over me, and I picked up the book. It was just a little 5x9-inch paperback. And it was a book by Meher Baba. And I never heard of him at that point. And I proceeded to go, when I saw it was Meher Baba, and I looked at the back, and I saw this was one of his books called Discourses. And I saw who he was. I immediately turned around and went back to where I sat in meditation, and I started opening pages like an oracle, just say, what did he have to tell me? And the first one I opened answered my whole question, my whole prayer, everything. This is who you are, this is why you're here, and this is what it's about, and boom, 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 just like a string of dominoes. And then I just started flipping through the book, and he just washed through my whole being, and I felt the arms of God embrace me, and I felt so much support and encouragement and understanding and compassion and strength and inspiration. It just flooded my being. I was lit. And I knew, though, could I physically prove it to anyone? No. But he manifested that book in the sand, because it was not there. The book was not there, and nobody came the whole time I was there. He physically materialized a book in the sand specifically for me, and I still have it on the bookshelf.
You do?
Yeah. And when I felt the vibration of that when I picked it up, I mean, having it just have been coagulated from essence into physical matter, it was still buzzing with the vibration of the divine. As I just broke a sweat, a flop sweat, telling it. It's just the vibration went through me because it was still vibrating after it beamed down Star Trek, after it, you know, took cellular form. It was astounding. So my question was answered. That was all. That was all I needed.